This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Colorado Springs resettlement agency is working to bring at least 75 Afghan refugees to the state. The Gazette reports Lutheran Family Services Rocky Mountains will help them with vaccinations, health care, and connecting to local services. The refugees are just a small part of the up to 2,000 Afghans expected to settle in Colorado. Congressman Ed Perlmutter has a new approach to trying to get the Senate to approve his marijuana banking bill. It would allow financial institutions to work with marijuana businesses in legal states. Perlmutter has successfully added it to a massive defense spending bill. Once it passes the House, the next hurdle will be a conference committee with the Senate.
And we've got to make sure that safe banking stays in the bill as part of the conference. So we have work to do. This isn't over by any stretch, but it's a good step.
The House has passed the Safe Banking Act numerous times, but it's been blocked for various reasons by Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Banking Committee. Roughly 155 acres could be added to Boulder under an annexation agreement approved by the City Council. The University of Colorado had purchased the land to expand its campus, but the CU South expansion project will now be used for the city, by the city, for flood mitigation, unless voters approve a measure in November to stop it. Clear around the state tonight, lows around 45 in the lower elevations, 35 in the mountains. This is CPR.